Hello?
Hey, Chris, it's Brian and Leanne for WGAR. Leanne, say hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, don't have a voice.
Well, she doesn't have a voice because she's been cheering the Browns all season.
I can completely understand. They've given us so much to cheer about.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm surprised there aren't more people that sound like you.
Well, say it loud and clear. The rumors are you've received the permit from the city of Cleveland to be able to have your perfect losing season parade in January.
Well, it's kind of weird with the way the city works. I don't exactly have the permit, but everything is in motion for that to happen because you actually have to sign contracts and there are a lot of logistical things that have to happen before they formally give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on track. I met with the city yesterday, all the different heads of departments, and we are on track to get the permit to be all set to make this thing happen on January 6th.
Well, the Browns are on track. They're 0-11 and they're 5 losses away from having to deal with this parade of yours.
Absolutely. Well, we've got 3 games I figure we might be able to win. We've got the Bears coming up. That's Christmas Eve, which last year we beat the Chargers on Christmas Eve,
a Saturday game.
Of course, this week we play the Chargers, so maybe there's a little bit of magic there.
Yeah.
And then if the Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers back, maybe there's a chance there too.
Last year you tried to do this as well, right? And did you get the permit last year?
Absolutely. We were in the same position we are this year.
Yeah.
We were all set to have it. Last year would have been on January 7th. And of course, I was at the game when we played the Chargers on Christmas Eve, and we ended up winning that game by blocking a field goal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable for 0-14 team at that time. It felt like a playoff atmosphere for me.
I just think it's interesting for our listeners who are just trying to take this all in, for them to know that you did indeed get approved. You had your permit for last year, so there's a really good chance you're going to get it this year, and unless we turn this around, this parade's going down.
Oh, absolutely. This is completely legit. This is going down. If we go 0-16, this parade is going to happen in Cleveland.
Now, Chris, a lot of people are against this parade. I know a lot of sports guys and radio and TV, they hate you. They hate the fact that there will be a parade. Other people think, like me, a big Browns fan, my blood is orange and brown. I think it's hilarious. Don't know if I'll go. In January, I don't even like to go down my driveway to get the plain dealer. I don't know if I'll go to a parade, but I think it's funny, but it's amazing. A lot of people hate the fact that you're doing this, right?
Absolutely. It was a lot worse last year. Last year, there was a lot of vitriol about this particular parade because people get the idea that we're celebrating losing.
Right.
And that's not what we're doing here at all. It's really of a ironic type of a parade in this case. And you can see it, frame it as kind of a protest against ownership, against what the Browns are doing. Because the Browns right now don't represent the Browns that I remember. You know, I remember the Bernie Kosars, the cardiac kids back when I was a kid. That's what I grew up on. And that's what a lot of people grew up on. And these Browns are not our Browns. This is not our ownership. So this is kind of a fun way to show our pride in Cleveland, in the Browns, while at the same time getting a dig in at ownership.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to be too happy about people parading around their stadium January 6th.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Chris, who's getting the permit again to have the parade for the Browns' perfect losing season, if it happens. And before you become a parade hater, Chris, this is also for a good cause, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got the GoFundMe set up. For anybody interested, go to brownsparade.com. All the information is on there. Or you can go to my Twitter account, @reflog_18. All the information is on the pinned tweet. But we've got a GoFundMe set up for the parade. If the parade does not happen, then all that money goes to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
Oh, I love that. Well done.
Last year, we raised $10,000.
That's great.
That, of course, we didn't have the parade. That went to the food bank. The Cleveland Browns ended up matching that $10,000. our defensive coordinator at the time, Ray Horton, threw in
$5,000.
Wow. And then another radio host matched that. So it ended up being $50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
To the Greater Cleveland Food Bank last year. That's 200,000 meals.
So wow.
Ended up being a great story at the end of it. And, you know, hopefully the Browns win.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do the same thing again this year.
All right. So you gave all your information. If people want to be a part of it or donate a float or be in the parade, they should contact you at?
Go at @reflog_18 or visit brownsparade.com.
And we'll put that information, too, on our Brian and Leanne site so people can click that to get to you.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate you doing this, and I hope you don't have a parade again this year.
Absolutely. Brian, Leanne, go Browns.
Go Browns!
Thank you!
Woo!